Brian Helgavane is the cash man. What do we mean by that when we say you're the cash man, Brian?
Well, it's because we buy stuff.
Yeah.
Gold, silver, diamonds, jewelry. We do the watches, coins, a lot of collectibles, etc. And we pay in cash.
And they walk out with cash.
Absolutely.
And you never know. I like our latest reads that we have. Solve the mystery. Because so many people look at stuff they have in a drawer and think this isn't worth anything. And every time you come in, it's a story of someone who brought in a bunch of this thinking they'd get nothing. And boom, there's some sterling silver in there. Or boom, there's not only costume jewelry, there's one gold chain. And then they're walking away with over $1,000. I mean, you see these stories all the time.
Yes, all the time. I mean, every day. Every day. I was just going to throw that out.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are walking out with, you know, $500, $1,000, whatever it might be.
Yeah. Or even if not, at least they've solved the mystery.
Absolutely.
And then they can throw it away.
Then they could throw it away. Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Check it out before you throw it. You're at AmeriCash, which is at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. That's just west of Cass or Cash. You should ask Westmont to change the name to Cash.
To Cash.
Just to really help you
there
on
you
out
go.
There. That would be really good. He's across the street from the sandwich shop that I always go to, so you can wave hello to me when you go see Brian as well. Let's go to the phone lines and see what people have, and that's what we want you to do right now. 312-981-7200. Call or text right now. Call is preferable. Let's go to Sue. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. What do you have?
I have an autographed, signed bat by Ryan Sandberg in a plastic case with a picture of him signing it.
Ooh.
Ooh, nice.
And authentication is always important, Brian, right?
Absolutely. Authentication is key. You know, having the not only just authenticated, but by the right authenticators as well. Definitely a nice bat, you know, depending on how nice, clean the signature is, something like that, 150 to 250 or so.
Okay.
You know?
And it's in the glass case, which is also nice.
Nice bonus.
Dumb question, but when someone, and poor Rhino, what a great man.
I know.
They say don't meet your heroes. I met Ryan Sandberg many times, and they were not talking about Ryan Sandberg.
Yeah.
We should mention that. But when someone does pass away, is there extra interest, or does it not really impact?
It does boost interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ryan Sandberg signed a lot. He was out there on the signing circuits. He did the shows.
Which is wonderful.
Which is fantastic. You know, fans get to meet him. You know, it's a very personable guy. But there's a lot of his stuff out there.
Right. And so when someone signs a lot, like Walter Payton.
Yes.
Who wanted to sign so much stuff, give fans what they wanted so
Absolutely.
Much. That's wonderful. It does do a little bit to the value because it's just not as rare.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Rhino's the best. Thanks for calling. Sue, where are you at, by the way?
Bartlett, Illinois.
Oh, Bartlett. Come on down to Westmont and to visit the cash man. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, what do you have?
Hey, John. I have two silver quarters. One's a 1942 and one's a 1944.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, that you know, obviously, depending on condition and so forth, for those types of coins, you know, you're probably looking at anywhere between, let's just say, $5 and $8 a piece.
Okay, $5 and $8. Is it the actual silver that's worth something? It's not necessarily a specialty item.
Yeah. So those particular ones, you know, are generally speaking common dates, but condition may change that.
Okay.
So depending on how they grade out or what their condition is, that would, you know, vary the value.
You love coins coming in.
Absolutely.
Some of it though is just simply for the material that it's made of.
Correct, the metal content.
But there are certain coins out there that you want because people collect them, either because they're unique in what they are, they're a misprint or something like that too, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you know, what we call key dates, you know, a coin that they didn't mint so many of that were certain years, not so many survived. So finding one in a really high grade makes it, you know, sought after and valuable.
So if someone comes in, they're like, oh my God, I haven't got these jars of coins. If they're maybe like more recent, just go get the cash for them, perhaps.
Yeah, if they're post 64, you know, and of course post 70 and the half dollars, that's generally speaking, you're going to be able to just
take
it to the bank.
It's the currency. But if it's older
Correct.
Than that, check it out before you throw it out.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Nina. Hi, Nina. You're on WGN.
Well, I feel silly.
No.
I was purging a drawer and I found an icon. My husband brought it home, I would say 30 years ago.
Okay.
And I wonder where I can go for an appraisal.
Okay, what was it again? I'm sorry, I missed
an icon.
An icon. What's that, Brian?
So it'd be like a religious icon from a saint. It would possibly have a piece of clothing. Sometimes it's actually a piece of bone from that.
Wow.
From that saint.
Well, I know it's gold leaf, and the gold leaf is authentic.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I would
very
be
very heavy. And it's on a piece of wood, I would say 2 by 3
inches or feet.
Inches.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
I would
very
say
heavy.
Bring it on by. Let me take a look at it for you.
Yeah, you gotta get that looked at in person. Where are you at, Nina?
I'm in Northbrook.
Northbrook. Okay. Well, if you're ever swinging down to the western suburbs, bring that with you. You can always, if you're able to, or maybe if, I don't know if you got kids, can help you out with it too, send a picture over to the text line that Brian has, which is 630-969-9600. That's where you can call the store as well, Nina. I'll give the number a few more times today, 630-969-9600 to follow up. Brian Hogevane is here. He's the cash man from AmeriCash. You ready to do some rapid fire?
Let's do it.
All right, let's tell us what you have. And Andrew, what do you have?
Hey, discovered in my parents' home when we were cleaning it out, some Morgan dollars. And some are from the New Orleans Mint. Some are from the Carson City Mint. The Carson City ones look a little heavily used.
Still worth something. I definitely bring that stuff in. Morgan dollars.
Yeah, what are they?
You know, Morgan dollars, they were issued from 1878 until 1921. You know, and their values vary widely. Let's just give a rough estimate. I've paid anywhere from, you know, let's say $28 to $15,000 for the right one.
Whoa.
Bring them on in.
Andrew.
Yeah.
That's a good motivation, huh?
Yep. They're from 1881 to 1893. Those are the years.
Okay. Great. Bring them on in.
Andrew, where are you located?
We're up north, Arlington Heights.
Yeah, swing on down 355, 290. Come on down. You get over there on Ogden, and you get over to Brian the Cash Man. Okay, let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on WGN. And we have two Tonys, by the way. Tony, the one that heard the ping. What do you have? Tony going once. Tony going twice. Tony's gone. Let's go to Penny, who's got a general question. Penny, what do you have?
Oh, hi. I was wondering if, before I make the trip out there, if I should call and make sure that you're at the store, like make an appointment?
Good question.
You can if you like, but no appointment is necessary if more than just myself are qualified to look at your items and give you a value. Absolutely. Just come on. Right. Come on by any time you can.
Yeah. Where are you at, Penny?
I'm coming. Okay.
Sounds great.
I'm out here halfway to no man's land out in South Elgin.
Oh, that's not too far. Come on by to Westmont. Have a good day. And you can visit Brian the Cashman. You open 6 days a week then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you can obviously go to, what's the website you want to plug, my friend?
That would be topcashbuyer.com.
Okay, a couple more minutes here. Let's go to Tony that I didn't call on earlier. Hi, other Tony. How are you?
How are you, sir?
Were you screaming, by the way, when I kept on saying Tony?
I did say hello, but I didn't hear the bing. I usually hear the bing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, what do you have?
I have, back in the day, you used to use the helmet telephones for draft day. You know, the phones.
Bears.
I have one that supposedly was used in a draft. I can't document that, but it is signed by Richard Dent, and it's inscribed Super Bowl MVP.
Okay, what do you think?
Nice piece. Yeah, definitely an item to bring on by. You know, ideally be able to confirm that it was used would be the best.
Course.
That would be the best. But, you know, it's definitely still a good item. Definitely bring it on by. Is it already authenticated?
No, it's not. That's why I said it'd be nice to get. I was told that it actually came from one of the McCaskey brothers.
Ah, well, that story, you never know. But you can authenticate the signature.
Yeah.
And look like
yes,
that.
We can. Come on by.
All right, I just one last one, and I'm out of time. Tim, really quickly, what do you have? I find this interesting.
Yeah, I got a piece of the Chicago Stadium basketball court.
Is that worth anything, Brian?
Sure.
Really?
Is it signed by anyone?
Yeah, there's a placard saying it's legit. I bought it at the stadium, and there's a placard, a plastic thing on top of it.
No signature, though?
Well, there's pieces, those that exist that are signed by Michael Jordan. They were Upper Deck authenticated.
I think he would have mentioned that at the top there. Okay.
You got it.
Brian the Cashman, 16 West Ogden in Westmont, 630-969-9600. And all the texts that we got a ton of them. Brian, you're on my show, Your Money Matters, tomorrow night.
Yes.
So we're going to answer those. We're going to move those to the front of the line and take more questions and calls. That's after the 6:30 news tomorrow night. Take care, Brian.
All righty. Thank you.